Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Eddie, another day of sunshine with the Metropolitans. Eddie, I would say this. Between us, we've been watching baseball for about 200 years. This is the worst offensive team. It's not the worst team I've ever seen, but it's the worst offensive team I've ever seen.
Thanks for waking me up, okay?
I mean, how bad is this? It is unbelievable how bad this offense is. It's historic now. It really is.
It's getting to be, Mike. It's definitely getting to be. They have scored 10 runs in the last 78 innings. It's hard to say. 10 runs in 78 innings.
11 games, 48 hits and 15 runs. I mean, that is hard to do.
Well, yes, it is. It's very hard to do. And, you know, at a time when... you know, obviously you need these games in the worst way, and they're starting on a 10-game road trip, 10 straight games in 10 straight days, and trying to make up ground against anybody, trying to do anything, just get on the board, and they do nothing. And they waste yet another Jacob DeGrom start where, you know, he lowers his ERA again.
Yes, down to 1.55, and his last 10 starts, 0.87, and he's 2-2. So, I mean, that about sums it up. All right, a couple things. Bruce's injury, if Bruce is hurt enough to be off tomorrow, did they think about taking him out of the game?
Yeah, well, you know, he was asked, Mickey was asked afterwards about pinch hitting Bautista in the seventh inning, you know, when they got their hit, their one hit for the day, pretty much. Conforto, you know, was in scoring position anyway, and Bruce ended up popping up there. He said that, you know, they looked at the Bruce double from last night, which really was their big hit. That gave him a 2-1 lead. In the game yesterday, but of course that got evaporated quickly when they, you know, the grand slam and everything else fell apart, and it was 8-2 by the end. But that's what, you know, that's what he said. He felt Bruce could do it against the lefty. Although Bruce, you know, in the seventh inning and the ninth inning, both popped out with chances to do something. And it's been about as frustrating a season as you can get for Jay Bruce, and I'm sure he's frustrating Met fans just going through it too. So
no question. Number two. We talk about DeGrom, and you've been around DeGrom since the day he got here. He looks like the good soldier. He's got a smile on his face, but he's got to be tiring with this stuff.
I'm sure he is, Mike. You know, listen, he does the best job of hiding it than I've ever seen. This is great on me, and I think I could take a lot, but it's got to be totally frustrating for him. He, you know, he was asked why, you know, coming out of the game, did he want to come out of the game at that point? And Dave Island, he had thrown a lot of pitches the last couple of games, and he had been up a 115, 116. It was curious with 86 pitches coming out, but you know, he had 7 stressful innings today, and especially stressful toward the end. So they decided to get him out at that point. But it doesn't matter if you don't score, and they're not going to score. So it's been very frustrating for Jake. I think, you know, what he has done, he knows the kind of season he's having. He's going to be at the All-Star game. I guess that's, you know, palatable in some sort of way. He wants wins. He wants the team to win. But, you know, he can only control so much. He can control what he can do on the mound. He can't do anything else, and he knows that. I think everyone recognizes what kind of pitcher he is, and he's doing his best to try to get a win for the team, but he's getting no help whatsoever.
Eddie, I'm not there. You are every day. The manager, to me, looks like he's in a fog. He says the same thing every day. It's starting to remind me of Kotite. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's starting to remind me of which Kotite was like after the losses. You know, we're grinding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to get better. We're going to get better. You know, baseball's a long season. Well, this has been going on now for 52 games. This hasn't been going on for a week. They are the worst team in baseball over the last 52 games. They after the 11-1 start. I mean, they've 17 and 35. This has not gone on. They've lost 17 of 21. They've lost, you know, 15 of 17. They've lost 10 of 11. This hasn't been going on for a day. I mean, you can't treat this like it's just started happening. This has been going on now for a couple of weeks. Really, it's been going on for a couple of months.
Yeah, well, it makes me long for the Terry explosion.
Yeah, you know, listen, you know what? Where have you gone, Terry Collins? I agree. Yeah. You know that?
You know, listen, Terry would you know, get in there occasionally, and he was always, and some of the same stuff that Terry used to say, I hear from Mickey. You know, we've got guys with major league uniforms on here; they've got to get the job done. The injuries, you can't, you know, you can't make excuses for that. But Terry, every now and then, would let it loose, and he'd let his players know that he wasn't real happy with what the heck was going on, and not throwing them under the bus, just let them know as a matter of principle. I haven't heard that. Callaway is very even keeled, and that's I'm not so sure that's the best way to be approaching this. Today, I thought he was very short. I thought he was exasperated, you could tell, and I thought he was very defensive in some of his answers too. So it's getting to him. I don't think there's any question.
Hey, he's a rookie manager. It's got to be getting to him. And I now think this also falls on Sandy, and it falls on ownership. No question. There are times where you need to shake up your roster, and this team, you know, sometimes you need a trade for trade's sake. Sometimes you need to shake up your roster. This team needs, in the worst way, immediately to have this everyday lineup shaken up. It has to be shaken up. You cannot keep sending these same guys out here. I don't know when Cespedes is coming back. No one does, okay? So you're not going to get him to supercharge the offense. It's not happening right now. They need to do something to change the dynamics here, because we've been looking at this now for weeks on end, and it is not getting better.
Well, you know what you're into, I think, Mike, as well. You're into apathy at this point.
Yep.
You know, I know a lot of Met fans who don't even watch anymore.
Well, how can you watch this? You can't watch this thing. It's impossible to watch.
I have to watch it, but you know, I mean, it's, you know, I know Met fans who, you know, I usually hear from them during games or whatever. I don't even hear from them because I know they're not watching. It's painful to watch. You know what they've done, and again they did it again today with Chris Beck. They just, you know, they picked him up on waivers from the White. They've been picking up other teams, you know, waiver.
Yeah, that's great. Wire guys. That's going to help you a lot. Yeah.
Well, I know. Yeah. I mean, and listen, you know, they say this kid, you know, good fastball, et cetera, et cetera. I don't care. I mean, I don't know him. I haven't seen him. Well,
listen, if he had anything redeeming, he wouldn't be
he
was. Come on now.
Yeah, but,
were they giving away presents now all of a sudden?
Yeah. No, I know. That's not the way to solve your problems. I don't know. You know, a drastic move, I guess. What can you do? I don't know. They have somehow got to figure their way out of this, because it has become unwatchable. It really has.
I mean, sometimes you have to you have to take the bull by the horns. This is one of those times, because sometimes if you don't shake it up, it doesn't change. And this is not changing. It's actually getting worse. It really is.
Yep.
And the only thing that saved them was they got a great pitch game on Sunday night. Otherwise, they would have lost that game.
Yep.
And I'll tell you something. If Sanchez's ball goes 3 feet to the left, they might lose that game that night. I mean, you know, if he doesn't hit it right of Frazier, the Yankees will probably pull off a rally, and that'd be the end of that game. And then it'd be a whole different thing, because you'd be looking at a very long losing streak.
Yeah, and listen, you can give credit. I happen to like this kid, the pitch for Atlanta today, Soroka.
Oh, yeah, he looked good. Everybody looks good against the Mets, but he looked talented.
Well,
he also looked like he was 12 years old, too, you know.
This was his fourth major league start, and two of them have been against the Mets, and he's mystified the Mets both times. But this is a kid coming off the disabled list who goes out there and basically does not allow a hit until the seventh inning. I mean, come on. I think he's a good pitcher. I really do. I haven't seen enough of him, but in the short time I have, he's got something. But you know, that mastery should not happen. Okay.
I would think maybe the Mets should have a scrimmage and let Vargas pitch to their hitters.
Might be a solution. I think Vargas, apparently, at this point, he's going to be pitching to some Arizona.
Vargas could pull him out of the doldrums. That might be the only get to the ballpark about 5 hours early tomorrow. Have an intramural scrimmage. Let Vargas pitch against your starting lineup.
They'll go back to the Vargas simulated game. Yeah,
the only thing left for them to do is have Vargas show up, and then they can that'll pull them out of the doldrums.
Not a bad idea.
And they're catching Arizona at the wrong time too. Arizona's just gotten hot.
I know they are. They actually got Arizona the last time at the right time.
Yep.
Because Arizona was floundering around, and they're smoking right now. So I don't know if that's a good place to go cool some team off. And then they have to finish this trip in Colorado, four games in Colorado. It's never a good idea to finish a road trip in Colorado, and especially with four games. But we'll see what happens by the time they get there.
All right, Eddie. See you later.
All right, Mike.
All right.
See you.
So it keeps going on and on and on for the Mets. Your calls on the beloved Mets, your team, right after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!